and Mr. Micawber cried. "Don't worry, Mr. Micawber," my aunt said. "This is the reason why I came. Here is the £20. I paid the man, and he went away. Mr. Micawber kissed my aunt's hand.
"You are good," he said. "I'm saved again. Thank you."
He sang a little song and made drinks for us. That night, my aunt talked about Mr. Micawber. "Mr. Micawber needs more money for Australia," she said. "I will give him £500. "Don't give the money to Mr. Micawber," I told her. "It isn't safe with him. Mr. Peggotty is going to Australia too. Give the money to him. He can keep the money for Mr. Micawber and look after it." "That's a good idea," my aunt agreed. "I'll do that." "I'll visit Mr. Peggotty and talk to him," I said. I went to see Mr. Peggotty in London and told him about Mr. Micawber and about my aunt's money.
"I'll help Mr. Micawber," Mr. Peggotty said. "I'll look after his money for him."
"Thank you," I said. "Emily has written Ham a letter," Mr. Peggotty said. "I can't take it to him because I'm very busy. What do you suggest?"
"I'm not busy," I said. I was happy to do things for him. I wanted to be busy and not to think about Dora.
"I'll go to Yarmouth and take the letter to Ham." So I took the coach to Yarmouth. It was a cold day. The sky was grey and the wind was strong and noisy. In Yarmouth it was difficult to stand up, so I went quickly to my hotel.
"This is a terrible storm, sir," the man at the desk said to me. "The sea is very rough. A lot of ships went down last night. A lot of men have died."
"That is bad," I said. I went to my room and waited. I wanted to find Ham and give him the letter, but the storm frightened me. In the end, I stayed in the hotel, but I could not eat my dinner, and later I could not sleep. The wind shook the windows of my room. "It's going to damage this hotel," I thought. The next morning, I heard the sound of shouting outside.
"Quickly," a voice shouted. "Come quickly to the sea. A ship is going down, but perhaps we can save some men."
I ran to the beach, fighting against the strong wind.